Mrs. America's feet are larger than most. When she was young, her grandmother, who had a wry sense of humor, would comment on this fact, observing that at least the child had a good understanding. Dr. America, who depends on Mrs. America's considerable understanding, has benefited from her insights on shoe stores. These merchants clothe people from heel to toe and sometimes as high as the knee. Shoe stores have a firm footing in American malls, and a consideration of shoe stores can give us a firmer understanding of American culture. It's ironic that malls of America are filled with shoe stores because American society is designed to minimize walking. We live in the age of automobility, so we tend only to walk from the house to the garage and from the parking lot to our actual destination, and vice versa. We have escalators and elevators to transport us up and down. At airports, we have moving sidewalks to slide us along. At the beginning of the 21st century, Americans seem to be buying more and more shoes for less and less pedestrian activity. We consume about 1.6 billion shoes a year, almost 10 pairs a person. Before long, Dr. America imagines, the average American will have as many shoes as the average centipede. It used to be that people used shoes mainly for walking. But now there's a shoe for every purpose and for every pocketbook. There are dress shoes and casual shoes, work boots and loafers. Tennis shoes are different from basketball shoes, and boat shoes can be distinguished from sandals. You need hiking boots for hiking and mountain boots for hiking uphill. The specialization of shoes was a 20th century phenomenon. 100 years ago, most people had work boots and dress shoes, and maybe a casual pair for around the house. But now we believe in a shoe for every step, and shoes for different times and places and activities. We believe in the right shoes for the right look, and, of course, the left shoes, too. All of these shoes are advertised as functional, but, of course, one of the main functions is style. We use shoes to put our best foot forward. Even though our feet are fairly nondescript, indeed androgynous, shoes are thoroughly gendered. The average American man owns 16 pairs of shoes, but the average woman, with no more feet, owns 31. 60% of women say that shoes are their favorite item of clothing to buy, and 60% also avow that there's no such thing as too many shoes. For women, there are flats and pumps and mules, slides and slingbacks. There are platforms and spike heels. Each of these styles covers the foot and calls attention to it at the same time. Each of them accents the leg differently, sometimes with erotic effects. And all of these shoes come in a rainbow of colors, because shoes are an integral part of what we call an outfit. And they must match or complement the dress or suit or skirt or purse. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, advising that if the shoe fits, be aware of it.